A German immigrant named Hermann Joseph Berghoff opened the Chicago cafe that bears his name, the Berghoff, in 1898. At first, the main attraction was his Dortmunder-style beer, a nickel a glass with a sandwich thrown in for free. During Prohibition, the bar expanded to a restaurant, which has been satisfying eaters in the loop ever since, with Wiener Schnitzel, creamed spinach, apple strudel. Well, imagine the dismay when the grandson of the Berghoff's founder, also named Hermann Berghoff, yesterday announced that the restaurant will close this coming February. Mike Santiago has worked at the Berghoff for 50 years. He started as a busboy, worked up to maitre d'.
I started in 1955, August 28th.
Ah, you remember the day.
Yeah, I didn't forget. It was a Friday.
And what was that first day
I
like
was
for you?
doing? I was carrying, I was busting dishes, taking dishes from the table to the kitchen. And I worked my first 4 hours that day.
Well, I guess you've seen the restaurant change a lot over the last 50 years.
A little bit, yes. I've been through quite a few changes, yes.
Now, the Berghoff has several sort of wings to it. It has the restaurant. There's also a cafe and a bar. And I understand that the bar was men only until 1969.
Correct. Yeah, that was just the main lunch bar, the stand-up bar, you should call them. People come in and just have a beer and a sandwich and go.
So you would have been there when women started going to the bar for the first time?
Yes. I was here when the first time they came in. And first, I heard the first one came in, asked for a glass of water, and the bartender told him we serve beer. So finally got the girls in there, and then we have stools now they can sit down, and so a little change, but it's still. A lot of the old people, old folks like that bar, a regular standout bar, and they come there and drink for 2 or 3 hours.
You know, the Chicago Tribune is running an online contest. Which Berghoff item will you miss the most? And readers can pick Sauerbraten, Wiener Schnitzel, creamed herring, sauerkraut. Do you have a favorite?
Well, they're going to miss our cream spinach. Everybody loves our cream spinach.
And you would miss the cream spinach the most, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, my favorite is the Wiener Schnitzel and the Rams Schnitzel.
What was the second thing? The Wiener Schnitzel and the.
Wiener Schnitzel and the Rams Schnitzel.
What's that?
That's a pork, pieces of pork with a mushroom sauce on it.
Those are your favorites.
That's my favorite. I eat that about once a week.
Well, tell me how it felt when you heard that the restaurant would be closing.
Well, I'm very sad, yes. I'm sad and hurt, but I know that nothing is forever. And I know this family had worked very hard in this place to keep this place going for all these years. And they do deserve a lot of credit because, you know, sometimes places like this doesn't last too long. So, yes, I'm very sad. It's been my home for the last 50 years and a couple months. And, yeah, I'm going to miss it. So I guess I may follow the Berghoff and retire, too.
You think so?
Maybe it's time, yes. Could be time. So.
Well, the last day, I guess, is February 28th.
That's what I was told, yes.
What's that going to be like, do you think?
Oh, I have no idea. What day is that? I don't know what day it is. The 20th of Tuesday? Oh, that means I'll probably be the one who's closing the doors. The
Wow.
last one, hopefully. Woo! I don't know. No, that's got to be something else. I have no idea how's that going to work, but I'm sure that's going to be a touchy one.
So you may be the one turning out the lights.
I might be the one turning on the lights. Yes, turning off the lights for last time.
Well, Mr. Santiago, best of luck to you.
Thank you much.
Mike Santiago, closing manager of the Chicago restaurant The Berghoff, which will serve its final schnitzel in February. The owner's daughter will take the space over for her catering business.